Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin, let's have a reminder of our text, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. The Bible says, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it." Yesterday we spoke about the first purpose for which God put man in the garden. Do you remember what that was? Yes, man was made for work. Man was made for work. To cultivate and to keep the garden was to work the garden. I'm going to say more about work when we get to another purpose for man in the garden, but I'll wait until we get there for that. Today we come to a second purpose for why God put man in the garden. This is also applicable to woman, but again, at this point in the narrative, she has not been created. Here in verse 15, we have God and man. And what I want to do today is a word study. Now, you may recoil at the mention of this. Yeah, you might think. I was hoping for something practical. Now, this sounds too academic for me. I got problems. I need solutions. Looking into the meaning of Hebrew words, count me out. Well, I hate to lose you now, because the word study will bring to our attention something very practical, something you can definitely apply and use in your life. But you've got to stay tuned for that. First, the teaching. Second, the application. I hope you will not shut this off. Come along with us as we take a deeper look at three words. In English, these are put, cultivate, and keep. We start with the word put. Just before we talk about this word, it is important to me that I give proper credit for what I want to share with you. The general editors of the helpful Expositor's Bible Commentary on Genesis tipped me off to this and drew me into their research, which is what I use to develop my own thoughts on what I will now pass along to you. The Expositor's Bible Commentary. I am thankful for the good work done therein. In Genesis chapter 2, we have two uses of this Hebrew word for put. The first is in Genesis 2 verse 8. In my English Bible, the New American Standard Bible, this word is translated placed. Let me read Genesis 2:8 for a moment. "The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed." You heard the word placed, or put. And then in Genesis 2, verse 15, our verse today, we have the second use of the Hebrew word for put. Again, our text, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden." In Hebrew, the original language of the Old Testament, the word put used in verse 8 is a common term. But the word used in verse 15 is more specific. This actually matters for our understanding of the second purpose for why man, and later woman, are put in the garden of God. The form of this word put in verse 15 is used elsewhere in the Old Testament to mean two things. Let's look at these one at a time, bringing in some other verses. The first application is to God providing safety and rest to people, specifically in the land. And we have an excellent example of safety and rest in the land given by God to a man and his family later in Genesis at chapter 19. If you have your Bible there with you and open, you can flip or scroll down your screen to Genesis 19 and stop at verse 16. I will highlight Genesis 19, 16. But first, as always, let's set the context. The man is Lot, and Lot has a wife and two daughters, and he also has two men who were to become his sons-in-law. Lot's daughters were going to marry these men. And this whole family lives in a city called Sodom. You may be very familiar with it. Here, in Genesis 19, God is set on destroying Sodom. And in the first half of the chapter, God gives an excellent example of why he will destroy this city. Rampant homosexual behavior, to the point where the homosexuals in the city were prepared to knock down Lot's front door to get at two men who had recently visited the city and were being hoisted by Lot and Mrs. Lot. The Bible tells us these men were actually angels who have taken on the form of men. Verse 1 of chapter 19 makes that clear. I'm reading now Genesis 19:1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. These two men, really angels, have arrived and are now in Lot's home. I pick up the reading at verse 4. Before the two men visiting lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house. And they called out to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may have relations with them." And yes, relations here mean homosexual sex. So Lot comes out of the house and tries to reason with this crowd. I continue reading at verse 9. But they said, "Stand aside." So they pressed hard against Lot and came near to break the door. Now, Lot is in real danger. You cannot reason with the mob. He's trying to keep the angry and desperate for sex crowd away from the two male visitors, the angels, but they're so ravenous that they demand Lot step aside, and they're so mad at Lot because he will not let them in that they nearly break down Lot's door. Lot and his family are in real danger here, and they're certainly not going to get any rest this night. You see, God always has good reason for judgment, and we have an example of this in what we know so far. A rampant, out-of-control, homosexual desire. But what I really want you to see is how God provides safety and rest to Lot and his family. I will read Genesis 19, verses 12 through 16. Hear now the word of God in Genesis 9, verses 12 through 16. Then the two men, the angels disguised as men, said to Lot, "Whom else have you here? Whomever you have in the city, bring them out of the place, for we are about to destroy this place, because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, and said, "Up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But he appeared to his sons-in-law to be jesting. I'll just insert here, the sons-in-law thought Lot was joking. They made a big mistake. I resumed the reading at verse 15. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city." But Lot hesitated, so the men seized his hand and the hand of his wife and the hands of his two daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was upon Lot. And they brought him out and put him outside the city. And there, in verse 16, is our word "put." The angels of God, who had come to destroy Sodom, first exercised the compassion of the Lord and put Lot, his wife, and his daughters outside the city of Sodom. Then God judged Sodom by totally destroying it. Read the rest of Genesis 19. Here is a taste of the judgment. Genesis 19:24, "Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." Friends, if you do not think God will judge sin, then you do not understand who God is. But we must also note the Lord's compassion for Lot and his family. Actually, something interesting happens to Mrs. Lot. Again, read the whole of Genesis 19 to learn what that is. The point of this whole story for us is this. The word for "put" as in the angels put Lot and his family out of Sodom, is the same word for put used in Genesis 2:15 when God put man into the garden. And meaning this, God provides safety and rest to people specifically in the land. As God put man in the garden in Eden to give the man safety and rest, so too God took Lot and his family out of the land of Sodom and put them in the land of Zoar for safety and rest. And you will read of Zoar if you keep reading in Genesis 19. I hope you capture this in your mind and heart. The second purpose for God putting man in the garden was so that man would experience safety and rest. And also so that man would be dedicated to God in the presence of the Lord. And that is what we come to next as we find the use of this Hebrew word for put in another series of Old Testament passages. I only have time to read you one today, and then tomorrow we will come back to it and further our discussion on this word, put. Let me get this on your mind before I have to go. Exodus 16 is the chapter, and the verses are 33 and 34. Tomorrow I'll read other verses, but for today, I'm reading Exodus 16, verses 33 and 34. Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omerful of manna in it, and place it before the Lord to be kept throughout your generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony to be kept. The word here is placed, and we'll discuss this next time. Aaron placed it before the testimony. The form of this word put in Genesis 2:15 is used elsewhere to mean two things. We have seen the first, safety and rest in land, and tomorrow the second. So join me then, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.